Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Today is Tuesday, October 19th. If you came here to be entertained and to hear the truth, you came to the right place. So without further ado, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. Like I said earlier, it's Tuesday, October 19th. It's also opening night in the NBA. The day we've been waiting for, you know what I'm saying? For y'all basketball fans. It's been a minute since we have been able to watch a regular season game. Shouts out go to the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis, the defending champs. You know what I'm saying? Giannis finally got his ring. You know what I'm saying? Much respect to that. And on today's show, I have to do something. I have to talk about something that I said I would stay away from here on the Slack is Talk. On today's show, I have to talk about sports. And the reason why I have to talk about it, because I promised my listeners, well, let me put it this way. I made my listeners a special promise in the beginning when I started the Slack is Talk podcast. I told them that whenever they request for me to talk about something, I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give the people, I'm going to give my listeners what they want. You know what I'm saying? It's only right because Slack is Talk podcast wouldn't be here if it wasn't for y'all guys. You know what I'm saying? I always said that if y'all request, if y'all send in y'all emails and y'all want me to talk about a certain topic, we go talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Especially like if it's an emergency topic, you know what I'm saying? If it's breaking news, something that happened that day. And is, you know, if it's just so popular that everybody's talking about it, we go do it right here on the Slack is Talk podcast. Now, here lately, I've been getting requested, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people reaching out saying, you know, why don't you incorporate sports in the show until y'all actually get a sports podcast or, you know, a sports radio show up and running on the Vision Live Network? And I've been thinking about it, and I said, yeah, that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? I could hold y'all down a little something, you know what I mean? I can't make the whole show about sports, but I could hold you down until, you know what I'm saying, until the Vision Live Network give y'all, you know, the number one sports show in America. You know what I'm saying? I could definitely do that. And also, you know, I'm going to be doing a mailbag show real soon. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all have been contacting me and emailing me, you know, with y'all questions and stuff like that. I definitely appreciate that. Fan participation is the number one thing here on the Slack is Talk. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely look forward to doing that. You know, maybe next week or something like that. I definitely need to get caught up on that. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, without further ado, let's get into it. Per your request, here we go. The topic for the day is none other than your man, Ben Simmons. You know what I'm saying? Y'all requested it, so let's get it in. Now, for those of y'all that don't know the story, earlier today, word broke out that Ben Simmons was at practice, of course, with the Philadelphia 76ers. And the word around the league is Doc Rivers asked him to participate in a defensive drill at practice. When he was asked, Ben Simmons said no. Doc Rivers looked at him and asked him again, which Ben Simmons again said no. After Ben Simmons said no the second time, Doc Rivers asked him, well, told him that he should go home. And then it was said that, you know, after being told that, Ben Simmons dropped the ball and he left the court. Ever since the word and the story broke earlier, it has since been reported that Ben Simmons has been suspended for the season opener, and maybe even longer. So it seems like things have finally reached a breaking point in Philadelphia. Now, before I get started, let me tell y'all something about me. I'm so good with knowing the game of basketball, knowing how the NBA operates, knowing the business side of the league, and knowing how, you know, just how things go around the league and stuff like that. And my predictions are usually on point. I'm the type of guy that likes to say things or tell you things before they happen. I'm not one of those like reporters or analysts or anything like that that only report stuff after the fact. You know, because it's real easy for everybody to be right after the fact. You know, after everything that took place already. You know, you're talking about it now. So this is one of those things where I'm going to tell you how good my predictions are based off of me knowing the game. Last year in the playoffs, Philly versus Atlanta, the very moment that Ben Simmons had the lane for that open dunk or layup and he passed the ball, at that very second when he decided to pass the ball, I knew, and I said then to anybody that would listen, that this is going to be Ben Simmons' last time playing for the Philadelphia 76ers. I made that statement right then and there. Now, I still could be wrong. Ben Simmons has not been traded yet. He's still a member of the Philadelphia 76ers until he gets traded or until he decides to retire, whichever one comes first. But if you're a fan of the NBA and you follow the NBA and you're familiar with all the teams in the NBA and the fan base and the coaches and stuff like that, if you're familiar like I am, then you know the Philadelphia fan base does not play around. The Philadelphia fan base does not play around. That is the last place, the last city that you want to play in, and you do not have the support of the fan base. They will give it to you each and every day until they run you out of town. You can't, there's just no way that you can overcome that. Like me being from New York, New York doesn't play around. When you lose the support of the fan base, that's it after that. There's no more coming back from that. They're not going to even allow him the opportunity to redeem himself. Every time he's on the court and something don't go right, any little thing don't go right, they're going to give it to him, man. They're going to hand it to him until they run him out of town. It's going to be a constant distraction. You know what I'm saying? It's going to happen each and every game. You know, and it's just impossible. Now, me being from New York, let me give you a quick story of how serious these things go and how serious these things could get. Now, I'm from New York. I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm a Chicago Bulls fan. If y'all been listening on the show, y'all already know that. Jordan and Scottie, the two greatest ever. You know, but we're not going to talk about that right now. Right now, we talking about Ben Simmons. But just to give you a quick story, I'm not a Knicks fan, but I'm a fan of the New York Jets in the NFL, of course. For those of y'all that's not, you know, might not be sports people, but y'all fans of the Slackest Talk, you know what I'm saying? So I got to do it for y'all too. I like the New York Jets. Let's go back to when Mark Sanchez was the Jets quarterback. If you're familiar with that, you know the story. Mark Sanchez was, like, to me, one of the worst ever, you know. For years, he was the laughingstock of the NFL. You know, should I say the butt fumble? You know how that go, like running it into your own offensive lineman. Like, what are you thinking about? Now, this is Mark Sanchez. This is the New York Jets. We're talking about football here. We're talking about a football team. Mark Sanchez decided one day that it was okay for him to go to Madison Square Garden in New York and watch a basketball game. Mark Sanchez got booed out of the arena from a sport that he doesn't even play, from an arena that he doesn't even play in. After he got booed at the Garden and they found out he was getting booed everywhere he went in New York, the Jets had to get rid of him. You just can't bring him back onto the field at that point. You know what I'm saying? The fans pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? It's the fans that pay for the, you know, the fans are the season ticket holders. It's bad public relations, period. You know, the fans are the season ticket holders. The fans pay for the jerseys. The fans pay the bills. That's the bottom line here. Now, I was able to say then that Ben Simmons can't go back to Philadelphia. He cannot put on the Philadelphia 76ers jersey anymore, man. He cannot go to that arena and play for the 76ers again. It will not work. The NBA knows this. Doc Rivers knows this. Joel Embiid knows this. Whoever the owner of the 76ers, they know. Everybody has to know this. The reason why Philly is prolonging this and the reason why Ben Simmons has not been traded yet is because Philadelphia, for one, does not want to admit the mistake that they made. And two, and more importantly, they know if they trade him, they're not going to get equal value. When players of this caliber get traded, it's never going to be equal. You know, it's not like he's going to get traded for another superstar. You know, it's usually going to be some form of draft picks involved. Then when you start talking about draft picks, it comes down to who has extra first round picks to just throw away, you know, which is not many. It might be one or two teams. Usually those teams with multiple number one draft picks are the teams that are at the bottom of the league. They're usually one of the worst teams in the league. Then it's a matter of if that player wants to get traded there. So it's a lot of moving parts that don't usually match up. So these things take time. It's been reported that Philly wants 3 first round picks plus players and stuff like that. And there's just not too many teams that could afford that price, man, you know. And for the good teams out there that can, you're going to trade away your whole team just to acquire Ben Simmons. So these things are very complicated. Very complicated. Now, let's get to the root of the issue. Let's get to where this all started from. Because believe it or not, this is actually not Ben Simmons' fault. It's not. And I'm going to explain. Philadelphia made a big mistake that no one really talks about. And I believe that this mistake that they made is actually going to cost them a chance to win the NBA title. Now, there are so many good players in the NBA, and I follow all of them. But what's difficult for me, unless I do my research beforehand, it's hard for me to remember off top, like, what players are from what draft class. You know what I'm saying? Who got drafted what year, and, you know, who came out with who was in the same draft class, you know, that type of thing. Now, Philadelphia, the entire organization had this operation going on called Trust the Process. And basically, what Trust the Process is, they were tanking. They were losing games on purpose to get better draft position. More specifically, to get themselves a better chance at getting the number one pick year after year after year after year. Now, this strategy worked for years. For years and years, they were at the bottom. They were in the cellar. They was getting top three picks after top three after top three after top three. They didn't have anything of value on the roster, so they didn't have any big contracts. So when you factor in all those number one draft picks with the fact that they got cap space to sign anybody they want, Philadelphia had an embarrassment of riches when it came to talent to add to the team. I mean, this embarrassment. They had everything right there in front of them. Now, here's the problem. The first year, they drafted my boy Jahlil Okafor, which that was no problem. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Duke fan. Okafor is my boy. You know what I'm saying? I think Okafor is getting a raw deal because the NBA values players that, well, they value centers that can shoot. You know what I'm saying? They don't believe in back to the basket, which I think is garbage. You know what I'm saying? I think that still got a place in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? But they drafted Okafor, which was fine. Okafor came in. He averaged 17 points a game his rookie year. That was a success. Now, the following year, you drafted Joel Embiid, which he also was a center. So, two drafts back-to-back, you draft two centers that play the same position. I don't know about that one. I don't think that's going to work. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's going to be in somebody's way. You know what I'm saying? I think if you were going to draft Embiid, you probably should have took somebody besides Okafor. You know, somebody that could have played with Embiid. But I digress. So now, Embiid was the number three pick, and Okafor was the number three pick. So after getting the top three pick back-to-back years, the following year, they get the number one pick. And with the number one pick, you take Ben Simmons. Okay, no problem with that. Ben Simmons was regarded as the top prospect that year. You know, he played 1 year in college. I personally didn't see where he did all that at LSU. But the guy's 6'11". You know, with handles. I get it. That's rare. No problems there. Now, here's where the situation comes into play. Ben Simmons, I believe, might have got hurt his rookie year. I'm not sure. I have to double check that. Don't quote me on that. But anyway, after Ben Simmons' first year, Philadelphia messes around and gets the number one pick again, making it 4 years in a row that they get a top three pick. Two number threes and two number ones. I mean, you can't beat it. That has to be like probably like some kind of record or something like that, man. I mean, I have to check, but that's an embarrassment of riches, man. I mean, you can't do better than that, man. Top three. Now, with the number one pick that year, they select point guard Markelle Fultz out of Washington. I believe either Washington or Washington State. One of the two. Now, here's where things get dicey. Now, I don't want to play favorites. You know what I'm saying? This ain't about favorites. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Duke fan for life. I love Duke. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to love Duke for the rest of my life. Now, in the same draft class, there was a guy named Jason Tatum that was also in that same class. Now, you draft Ben Simmons, and when you draft Ben Simmons, your plan is for him to be the point guard on the team. Okay, which is fine. Then, after selecting him to play point guard, you get the number one pick and you draft a point guard? Again, somebody else that plays the same position. Now, in 4 years, having four draft picks and the top three for 4 years straight, you pick two centers that were never going to be able to play together, and you pick two point guards that can't shoot. I don't know, maybe there's other positions on the basketball team that need to be filled, like maybe shooting guard, you know, maybe a wing, maybe a power forward even. You know, I don't know. I think it's more than centers and point guards, but, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Then I could even justify you picking Markelle Fultz if Fultz was a shooter. You know what I'm saying? If your plan is to have Ben Simmons run the point, all you would need is like two shooters, you know what I'm saying, that could shoot, that could play off of him. So if Fultz was a shooter, I could have justified that. But Markelle Fultz had shooting woes as well. You know, there was shooting concerns with him also. Now, if you selected Tatum, who's a wing player, who could shoot the ball, and also could bring the ball up the court, somebody that you definitely could run your offense through at the end of games, he can also be a facilitator. If you need proof, just watch what he does in Boston. That's all. The scouts get paid good money to know what these players could do. And you couldn't go wrong with picking Jason Tatum. If you select Jason Tatum, you had the option of sitting Ben Simmons down, you know, mid to late fourth quarter. You had the option of putting Ben Simmons on the bench and running your offense through Jason Tatum. You definitely had the money and the resources to acquire a good backup point guard if you didn't want to put that responsibility on Tatum alone. Now, just to do a quick recap on these draft picks, I don't remember who came out with Okafor that year, but a top three pick, I'm sure that they was a good wing player. I'm sure that they was a good power forward or shooting guard that they could have took besides him. I mean, if you look at the draft class, I know that they passed up on somebody. You know what I'm saying? It could have been somebody. I'll let y'all decide that. Taking Embiid was fine. Taking Simmons is fine. And Jason Tatum should have been that pick. Now, you'd have had, let's call them player A, Embiid, Simmons, and Tatum. With that kind of lineup, I'm gonna predict that you should be able to win some regular season games in the NBA. With that kind of lineup, you should be able to afford to sit Ben Simmons in the fourth quarter if need be and run that through Jason Tatum. Or, you know, like I said, you could have acquired a backup point guard that could assume those duties. You know what I'm saying? Now, when you draft a player, they're not going to get that big contract, assuming they live up to it. They're not going to get that big contract until the fourth or fifth year. So that gives you a four-year window where you don't have to pay any big contracts. Like I said earlier, Philadelphia wasn't paying anybody. There was nobody on the roster because they were tanking games. You know, trust the process. So with that being said, while you had all these draft picks in uniform, you could have overpaid for somebody to come here to play with these guys in the meantime until until their contract is up and you got to pay them. You know, I'm sure somebody would have came to Philly if y'all was willing to overpay them years. For example, y'all had Jimmy Butler there. You know, there's some players out there that you could have definitely got. The 76ers had the process. The fans trusted the process. And then the organization threw the process away. For sure, I definitely think they could have had a championship, or at least could have been challenging for one. But they have no business losing to the Atlanta Hawks. That's just no excuse. With all the resources they had in all these years, that's no excuse. Now, as it relates to Ben Simmons, about his shooting ability, the first thing that people say is, it's a shame, man, for all these years that he's been playing basketball, that he has not learned how to shoot yet. And that's true. You know what I'm saying? Me being a shooter myself, there's no excuse. You know, you're a professional. You play basketball every day. You practice every day. You train. There's just no excuse for you not being able to shoot, especially like when you're a guard. You know what I'm saying? It just don't make sense. But here's a question that never gets asked and it always gets overlooked. Now, each organization has a team. Each organization has scouts. Each organization has a front office. And the scouts in particular have a tough job. They have an all-year-round job. Looking for talent, evaluating talent, and recruiting is an all-year job in the NBA. And that job should be handled by somebody with experience. It should be handled by somebody that you trust and somebody that has been scouting for years. Now, the question that nobody seems to ask is, whoever the 76ers scouting department is, the question is, for as long as y'all guys been scouting, you didn't know that Ben Simmons couldn't shoot before you drafted him number one? Again, I digress. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Once again, thanks for rocking with me here on the Talk of the Town Now, and we'll talk again later on in the week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk podcast, aka the Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.